And now let's go down to Chickasola, because that's where the fun is with the Johnson family and their friends. And this is yours truly, Jimmy Scribner, your writer-actor, asking you to come along and enjoy the goings-on. Oh, before we grab the Chickasola choo-choo, let's stop off a moment here. And now it's Chickasola bound. At the present time, Papa Johnson is in sort of a quandary. He doesn't know whether he's doing right or wrong. And if Papa does know whether he's doing right or wrong, he still prefers the wrong, because it seems to be just a little more profitable at the present time. He's listening as Mama asks a question. The scene is the kitchen of the Johnson family home.
Does some ever say that you liable to be doing something against the government, Randolph?
Oh, no, baby, no, don't. Me and the government all right, huh? Don't worry about me and the government. We're going to get along all right. At least the government going to get along anyway. Ain't nothing to worry about, sugar.
You ain't fooling nobody, Randolph. I've been married to you too long. I know what you've been doing. Whenever you're doing something wrong, I can look right in your eyes and tell there's something going on. Now, what is it, Randolph? What you trying to do to the government?
Honey, there ain't nobody trying to do nothing to the government, honey. The government do things to you. You don't do something to the government. They do it to you. Always remember that, honey. Ain't nobody going to do nothing to the government, sugar.
Randolph, you're doing something wrong. What is it?
Honey, listen. You know that I is your always ever loving to the eternal husband. You know that, don't you?
Never mind that stuff, Randolph. I don't want to hear no more of that stuff. I want to know what you've been doing.
Honey?
Don't give me none of that honey stuff. That honey and molasses. I done had enough of that to last me as long as I've been married to you. Now, what you been doing?
I ain't been doing nothing. I don't want to start nothing or nothing like that, but I just ain't been doing nothing. And anyway, I got to run up the street anyhow, and everything.
There was two men here looking for you, Randolph.
Two men?
That's what they was, and they was here looking for you. I know where Randolph Johnson was.
What'd you tell them?
I didn't know where you was.
Well, that's all right, honey. Did it look like they was government? I mean, what kind of men did it look like they was?
They looked like they were government men. That's what kind of men they looked like they was. They were well-dressed men. That's what they was. Looked just like they owned the government.
How did they ask for me? Did they say, is Johnson Randolph? You know, you always sign your name, your big name first, and then your middle name, and then your little name. You know how that is. Is that the way they asked for me?
No, they want no Randolph Johnson live here.
And when you told them that I live here and wasn't home, what did they say?
They want to know where they could find you.
Find me?
That's what they say. They say, where can we find him?
Yeah. Well, I'll see you later, sugar. I got to run up the street because I got to tell you, I got two people that I got to see twixt and tween now and the next 10 minutes. So long, sugar.
And with that, Papa Johnson left the house and hurried first to the office of the Professor Potash. And let's stop off for a moment and see what he said there.
And I come by here, I say to myself, if there was a good friend that I got in this world at the old Professor Potash, and here I is, I just driving here to say hello.
Well, I was a good friend of yours, Mr. John, but there was a couple of other fellas, I don't know whether they were friends of yours or not, and they must have been the same, too, a couple of fellas that you talking about that went by your house and talked to Miss Johnson. They come over here and asked me, is I done seed you? And I told them, no, that I didn't know where you was or nothing like that. You know, I didn't get nothing away, because to tell the truth, Miss Johnson, I don't know where you was. When you hibernate, boy, you the hibernatingest hibernator that I done ever seen hibernate.
Well, wherever I was is my own business. By the way, did you ask these fellas anything but what they want to see me about?
Well, you know how precautious I is about being cautious about something, John, and careful and everything. And I said, well, before I give out any information concerning the whereabouts and activities and Such a dad as Miss Randolph Johnson Sr. was a very good friend of mine and all that. I at first got to see your credentials, see how crude they is. And they said, well, they said something about not to bother my, don't percolate too hard or something. What was it? Something about, don't blow my time. I mean, they had some kind of silly saying that they said to me, keep your damper down, boy. I do something like, you know how somebody say, in other words, they thought I was overstepping my bound. I mean, sticking my nose. In other words, they thought I wasn't doing, I didn't have no business asking them for their credentials. That is.
Oh. They didn't show them to you?
Oh, no. No, sir. No, sir. They didn't say, one of them must have been a friend of yours, and he must have known that you had a little red wagon broke or something.
Why you say that?
He said somebody was going to fix your little red wagon.
A little red wagon?
Uh-huh.
I ain't got no wagon.
He must have got you mixed up with a couple of other fellas by the name of Johnson then, because that one thing he did say, that he... Oh, keep my shirt on. That's what he asked me. I had my shirt on then, too. But that was... I remember now what he said when I asked him for the credentials to see how crude they was. I said... And then he told me, keep my shirt on. Buttoned up, I believe. Or something like that, but with my shirt. And so I didn't say no more to him after that, especially after he got personal that way, you see.
And what do you mean, personal?
Well, I mean, showing that he was a friend or relative, because when somebody gonna fix somebody's little red wagon, you know, they must be... Must know them, at least know them enough to know that they got a little red wagon. And maybe, like I say, that they're, maybe it was some other Johnson that he's looking for, some other fella.
Must be, because I ain't got no red wagon.
Now, that's what I say. It must not have been you, Miss Johnson.
Oh. Well, the next time that you see him, if they ask you about me, try to pick them, you know. Ask them little things, like...
Well, you can say, is Miss Johnson in trouble, you know. Anything. I do my best, Miss Johnson. You know me, I always try to do my best. If I can.
Well, I'll see you later.
Where is you going?
Professor... If my left arm knew where I was going, I'd cut my fingers off. I mean, I cut my feet. What would that Andrew Jackson say? Oh, if my left hand knew what my right hand is doing, I'd cut both of them off. I ain't going to tell you where I'm going. That's what I mean. So long.
Well, Papa Johnson left the professor's place, and, well, audience, you and I know where he's heading. Kind of a secret hangout. Pee-wee Ambrose's room over the livery stable. He's there now.
Miss Johnson, don't tell me that you done come back up here to bother me some more.
Miss Pee-wee, there ain't nobody bothering you. If anybody doing the bothering, it's you. I come up here peaceful and quiet and knock on the door and walk on in here and hear you talking about somebody bothering somebody. After all, you was a friend of mine, you know, and if somebody can't go to see their friends and call on their friends without going through all this, they might as well not even have no friends.
Yes, sir. Now, Miss Johnson, you knows that you done been up here now for the past 4 days. And in a little old room, I ain't got much room up here. And just that little old single bed, and I've been sleeping on the floor and everything. And that ain't no way for somebody to treat their friends. Now, go on, get your stuff, and go on home.
Miss Pee-wee, twixt and tween you and me and the gatepost, there's two government men looking for me.
The government men? Is you done something to the government?
No, I ain't done nothing to the government. No, me and the government get along fine, Miss Pee-wee. We don't have no trouble. Me and the government don't. There's some big mouth stick the big mouth into the thing, and then you don't never know what's going to happen. Now get on over there and open up a can of that soup and let's have something to eat, because after all, you know,
friends is friends, and what is friends for if another friend can't come around and squelch on them? I mean, squeegee them. Use them is what I'm trying to say. Now, go on, fix the soup.
And what happened after that? Well, that means that Chickasola Town is going to invite us again tomorrow, and at that time, we're going to find out. But Papa Johnson is going to also find out it doesn't pay to receive Social Security, unemployment, and hold down a job besides. Oh, I'll be back in a moment. First, a moment here. Now, this is Jimmy Scribner telling you it's a pleasure to write and act the stories of the Johnson family, and I hope you'll make it, well, as often as possible, because we certainly enjoy having you. Until tomorrow, thank you for today, and goodbye, everybody.